Our first feature this week marks the centenary of the Norfolk Wildlife Trust. The Trust is both looking back but also looking forward, as their conservation officer writes. His article is read by John Harbin.
January is often a time for reflection. It is also a time of renewal, resolution, and a hope for a brighter future. 100 years ago, Great Britain was in the depths of economic depression, and the horrors of the First World War still hung over the nation like a grey cloud. But it was also a time that saw the formation of new cultural, artistic, and political ideas. Despite the depression, the 1920s found the population growing, modernisation of industry, and the start of the intensification of agriculture. As a result, our natural world was coming under a new and increased pressure. A few insightful individuals were already understanding that action needed to be taken, and the seeds of wildlife conservation were beginning to germinate. As the Western world struggled with trauma, rapid social change, and political upheaval, in a quiet corner of North Norfolk, a very different revolution occurred. In the spring of 1926, the year of the general strike, a group of naturalists under the leadership of Dr. Sidney Long bought 420 acres of marshland at Clynex-the-Sea. It became a nature reserve under the protection of the newly formed Norfolk Naturalists Trust, or NNT. The very notion of buying land for the purpose of setting it aside for nature was then a radical idea. This very act provided a catalyst for the growth of the wildlife conservation movement we know today. This spring, the Trust, now Norfolk Wildlife Trust, celebrates its 100th birthday. Fittingly, it coincides with the 100th birthday of Sir David Attenborough. Today, Norfolk Wildlife Trust, the oldest county wildlife trust, cares for over 60 nature reserves, employs more than 150 staff, and is fortunate to work alongside over 1,000 dedicated volunteers. We have also just reached the milestone of 40,000 members. Our history is rich in the commitment of loyal people dedicated to the conservation of the county's landscapes, habitats, and wildlife. On Cly Marshes, the Bishop family has an unbroken lineage to 1926. Bernard Bishop, the former warden, is still employed by the Trust, passing on advice and continuing to manage the nature reserve's reed beds. His grandfather, Bill Bishop, the first watcher, worked for 40 years protecting the bird life at Cly. The founders of the embryonic NNT shared a vision. They wanted protection for Norfolk's wildlife, and not just on the coast, but also in the fenlands, marshes, woods, heaths, and farmland across the entire county. In 1928, NNT started focusing on the Norfolk Broads by acquiring Starch Marsh near Martham. By doing so, it secured the future of breeding marsh harrier and bittern. Both were astonishingly rare birds, with this site being one of the very few places they bred. Particularly fond of the unique Brecklands, Dr. Sidney Long had witnessed its decline. Much of it had been planted with the conifers that now form Thetford Forest. In 1932, NNT bought three cottages in Lakenheath with the aim of protecting the Lakenheath Warren, which was the last significant stretch of Breckland grassland and heath. Unfortunately, during World War II, the government requisitioned Laken and Warren for use as an airbase. It was a tragedy for wildlife conservation in the Brecks, and a reminder, not that it was needed, of the urgency required to save our wildlife in a rapidly changing world. Since then, we have acquired other Breckland reserves, including Wheating Heath, which is now, as it was then, a nationally important reserve for stone curlew. Over the last 100 years, we have seen the drastic decline of so many wildlife populations. Initially, the aim of Norfolk Wildlife Trust was to obtain and protect the most sensitive species-rich areas. These reserves and their increasingly rare wildlife were effectively arks, saving and protecting relic species until we found ourselves in more enlightened times. These nature reserves have grown and remain vital to the county's wildlife. Crucially, we also support land managers, farmers, and communities to create wildlife-friendly habitats across the wider landscape, thanks to advice and practical help from our specialist teams. And our events, workshops, school, youth, and community outreach work inspires thousands of people of all ages to care about nature and take action to nurture it. In recent decades, the signs of nature recovery across the county have been encouraging. There are so many wildlife success stories that Dr. Long would never have imagined were possible. Red kite and buzzards now soar in the air above the county. Eurasian crane have returned to the UK, having first bred in Norfolk after an absence of several hundred years. Osprey have returned and successfully bred at NWT Ranworth Broad last year, the first time in Norfolk for 250 years. Natterjack toads have been saved from certain extinction in the county, and many of the scarce Breckland plants are being propagated and reintroduced to former haunts. Despite so many fantastic achievements over the last 100 years, the pressure on Norfolk's wildlife and the places it lives has never been greater. Farmland birds continue to decline. Insects are in worryingly low numbers, and non-native invasive species continue to threaten our most precious habitats. Our centenary is an opportunity to celebrate our achievements and to look forward with hope and renewed vigour to the next 100 years.
Thank you, John.